Kuntris Yud Gimel Iyar, which is a maimer that was printed in honor of the yahrzeit of the Rebbe's brother, Yisrael Aryeh Leib, on Yud Gimel Iyar. And it begins with the words of a pasuk in Shir HaShirim, "Oh, that you are like a brother to me." Rashi comments on this pasuk that it refers to the way Yosef dealt kindly with his brothers, even though they had mistreated him by selling him as a slave to Egypt, to Mitzrayim. Contrasting this, there's a Medrash which says that the verse refers to his beloved brother Binyamin, who, unlike his older brothers, had no hand in selling Yosef down to Egypt. So, "you are a brother to me" either refers to the brothers who sold him, or to the one brother who didn't sell him. So the Maamar goes into depth about the nature of free choice and the responsibility of Yosef's brothers for selling him, even though later Yosef reveals that it was Hashgacha Pratis and it was for the good, so that Yosef should rise to power in Mitzrayim and be in a position to provide for the families, the brothers, the Shvatim, when they came down from the famine in Eretz Canaan, came down to Mitzrayim. However, we're not going to deal with that here. Go learn the Maamar and you'll see amazing things. But now we're only going to focus on the part of the Maamar that shows an open connection with the Dvar Malchus. So the verse, "Oh, that you are like a brother to me," the Dibur HaMaschil, is a request from the Jewish people to Hashem to relate to us like a brother. It's understood why we would interpret it to be referring to the brothers who sold Yosef, that the brothers did evil to Yosef, but he repaid them with kindness. So the same way, we were requesting from Hashem that even though we have done evil to him through our avedas, but he should repay us with kindness, the way Yosef did to his brothers. However, as we know from the story in Chumash, Yosef's kindness was prefaced by trials and tribulations that he put the brothers through, with the hiding the gevia in the sack, and they had to take this one to a prisoner. They had to go through a lot of things before they actually did tshuva and acknowledged their sin. So by asking Hashem to relate to us like Yosef to Binyamin, the other option, the other medrash, who had no hand in the sale of Yosef, we're asking for Hashem to behave with us with open and revealed good without any nisyonis, trials and tribulations, the way Yosef did with his brothers. So on the one hand, we have the tremendous... So the difference between these two interpretations, whether it's referring to Yosef, the way he conducted himself with his brothers, or to Binyamin, will be understood as the difference between a number of contrasting concepts, all of which contain a common thread. So on the one hand, we have the lofty revelation of Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is an awakening from above, not that the Yidden earned it from their own efforts. But as lofty as it is, it remained essentially makif and was not internalized. On the other hand, we have Sfiras HaOmer in the days following Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is our own effort at refining ourselves. It's not as lofty as when Hashem revealed himself and took us out of Mitzrayim, but because it's our own avoida, it's internalized in a settled way. It's called Pnimius with his Yashvus. So the discourse goes on to find the same relationship between the avoida of tshuva, leaving one's reality, the bittul of one who lacks all qualities, and the avoid of tzaddikim, who have bittul that does not negate their existence, humility where one is aware of his abilities. In short, powerful and lofty, but remaining outside the person, is being contrasted with a not as lofty revelation that is internalized. Those are the two general directions. And it's specifically this aspect of being internalized that fulfills Hashem's desire for a dwelling place down below. So based on this, we can understand the two interpretations of our pasuk. The interpretation that brother, to be like a brother to me, refers to Yosef, as he conducted himself with the brothers who sold him, represents a request for the loftiest revelations, Yetzias Mitzrayim, and the avoid of the Bali Tshuva. And the other interpretation, which says that it refers to Binyamin, reflects a request for an internalized, settled revelation, Sfiras HaOmer, and the avoid of Tzadikim. Since both interpretations are going on the same posik, so they're not really contradictory, they're complementary, meaning that the real request is for the highest revelations, but in a way that these highest revelations should be internalized in a settled way, but Pnimius of his Yashvus, all of the benefits and none of the drawbacks. This is the avoida that the Rebbe has given us with the famous words of the Sikh of Choches Nissen, Eiris de Toihu, but in a way of Kelim de Tikkun. And later in the Sikh of Chof Beis Shvat, it's described as unifying the aspect of 10, the aspect of 11. You can see it there. Our avoida to bring the Geula is not that of a Baal Tshuva, nor that of a Tzaddik. Rather, ours is an avoida that combines these two dimensions, a Baal Tshuva and a Tzaddik together, demanding that we constantly transcend ourselves like a Baal Tshuva and that we internalize it so it is as natural as the avoida of Tzaddiki.